It's almost over.
It is called carbon dioxide.
It's almost over. The last page in the book is turning. And I bowed my head for that last moment and I said, God.
That's some great and beautiful music we've been playing these past 4 years, but the way I see it, from here on, it's shake, rattle, and roll.
Rally for the Reagan Revolution.
That such a warming could be the result of the greenhouse effect.
I don't think any of us looks forward to people being executed. I wish there never had to be one.
Endangered marine life gives witness to poisonous chemical dumping, which threatens us all.
Our success or our failure will simply...
IBM knows perfectly well that Buck Rogers' persona and what he symbolizes is more important than anything he says at these appearances. The positive impact is profound. He may be talking platitudes, but coming from him, in a heightened setting, the corporation goes out of its way to create. The positive impact is profound. When IBM finds a hero, it makes certain he has a stage and an audience.
It's all this energy which has provided the West with the highest standard of living in the world. And it is the drive to maintain such standards that keeps the furnaces burning.
But when it comes to tailoring hoopla to fit its own needs, McDonald's is the master. It's safe to say that the vast majority of Americans have at least sampled the Big Mac. By the end of this year, customers all over the world, 17 million of them a day, will have gobbled 50 billion of these famous burgers at 8,000 McDonald's restaurants. Business people are increasingly aware, and they behave accordingly, identifying company objectives as their own. They have ketchup in their veins, and labor is cheap. They make certain that everyone understands their values and their vision. It can look and sound like manipulation, and to be sure, theatrics are involved.
A 40-year marathon towards universal annihilation.
As regularly as clockwork, annual sales are now at $8.6 billion and climbing steadily. Dining at the Golden Arches is not a gourmet experience.
Each year, 3 billion tons of coal are burned around the world.
What you do get in a world full of unpleasant surprises is the comfort of knowing what to expect.
Universal annihilation. Thanks again to Ronald Reagan. A very unpopular thing must be done by necessity.
There is much we don't know about our impact on our global environment. The relationship is an uneasy one.
The burgers are never burned or raw.
Where the very systems that support life on our planet seem to be under assault.
The service is sunny.
It is not only the quantity of fossil fuels we use that matters, but the speed at which they are consumed.
And the restaurants are spotless inside and out. Everybody knows that American business is in trouble. And in a world where technology is available everywhere and labor is cheap, business people are increasingly aware that quality is the only way to win.
It is the rate of change that is the problem. A problem so great, it could irreversibly alter our Earth's climate. The sheer weight of our presence is altering the planet.
These companies are not in business to make people feel good about themselves. Like any other business, profit is their goal.
Our impact is now truly global. 20th century agricultural systems are propped up artificially, supporting single species. They're protected by herbicides and pesticides and nurtured by chemical fertilizers.
It would mean a lot of people would be eating less food, and as food prices rise, so do death rates.
Warning of a global temperature rise.
As a result, it is moving from the scientific realm into the political realm.
Corporate America may not be your cup of tea, But like it or not, the business of America as we know it is business.
But they had great atom bomb parties out there. Great fun.
Settle down to some nice, quiet American pursuits and not rock the boat. And it was time for us to ease off a bit.
50% of all the carbon dioxide we have put into the air has been put there in just the last 30 years. Currently, the rate is 40,000 tons a minute. What's more, the total amount of energy we use has almost tripled in the last 25 years. And in the last decade, our use of electricity has shot up by 60%. Across the world, mills continuously roll steel for the 100,000 vehicles manufactured every day. Production is up by 25%. Natural gas is up by 40%. And despite the 1973 crisis, oil consumption has continued to rise. It is the almost inevitable prospect of fossil fuel use continuing at current or greater levels that makes CO2 a problem.
I'll never forget the day life died. It was our whole, it was our work, our creation, our identity.
And as professionals, you felt very badly when you saw something that came to an end. But it had to come to an end the minute the satellites came. It was finished.
When life died, but life could not be me. I knew that something died which never will be again.
No, it was well, we were worried with the end of an era. It was the end of our job. That was what it really was. It was the end of all the fun. But it wasn't going to be any fun anymore.